Serena Ryder is a Canadian singer-songwriter who was discovered by the guy who recorded her first album on a radio interview on the CBC, kind of like this one. Her latest album features music from a century worth of Canadian songwriters. Serena had a pretty normal childhood, considering she describes her mom as an itinerant go-go dancer. I asked her if she always made music.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I was always singing and dancing around and had lots of energy, very hyperactive kid. I still have report cards with my teacher saying that I, you know, was always running around, jumping around and just wanted any kind of attention when it came to arts or music. And like, look at what I drew. Look what I can sing. But yeah, I've always been playing and singing.
Now, I'm sorry, it's exotic enough that I have to mention it. It's something about your mom was among many other things, but I'm sorry, but go-go dancer skip out.
My mom was a go-go dancer. She was a Canadian go-go dancer.
Now, what's the difference between a Canadian go-go dancer and a...
Well, she just traveled around Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was a go-go dancer who traveled around Canada, a Canadian go-go dancer within Canada.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well,
it's pretty amazing. She traveled every 2 weeks, and she actually has taught me some moves from that time in her life. I remember, she used to come to school dances with me when I was like 11, 12, 13, and we'd all be dancing to TLC, and she'd be doing her go-go moves.
Whenever, yeah, well, like the monkey and probably a lot of other weird 60s dances. This album has a few of your songs on here. Actually, some of my favorites on here are yours. But it's a song of all Canadian songwriters. And in a moment, we'll find out a little bit about what that's all about.
Yep.
But do you want to do one of yours?
For sure. I'd love to do one of mine. Yeah, definitely. I'll just preface this one with a little bit of a story, because it needs to be prefaced by a story, I think. This song is called Music Soup, and it's written about a very dear friend of mine in Australia who is a huge music fan, has been in the music business forever, and is just really in it because she loves it, and she has her whole heart involved in it, and she's put me up in her house every time I've been there, and really asks for nothing, you know, other than people to create great music. And unfortunately, she's not able to work in the business like she used to be able to, because she's very ill. She has a very rare disease called Cushing's, that has lots of symptoms, but amongst these symptoms, sleepwalking is a symptom. And she calls me up with these crazy stories all of the time about what she's done while she was sleepwalking. And one time she called me and she said that she had done an experiment while she was sleepwalking. And she said that she had wanted to make music soup. And I said, "What do you mean you wanted to make music soup?" She's like, Well, I was sitting on my couch and I woke up and I looked on the stove and there's, you know, it's boiling over. It's totally boiling over with CDs. She had put all of her favorite CDs in a pot and put it on high and was boiling these CDs. I thought that was amazing.
It's an amazing image, too.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. She was like, "Oh, don't worry, your CD was in there." I was like, "Oh, that's great." But yeah, this is a song from my friend Sarah, called Music Soup.
Water, you scared to touch the ground. I can't hold more, my heart is full of loving you. Don't be scared, swim on down. You're so wise, beyond your years, and you're so kind, behind your tears. I knew you were leaving the day we met. I'm leaving too, so don't forget. Always beautiful in water. You were never scared to touch the ground. I can't hold more, my heart is full of loving you. Don't be scared, swim on down. Always losing things you gave to me. But things are things, and I'm just me. So you be you, 'cause I don't want nobody else to hide inside your skin. Call themselves themselves. You were always beautiful in water. You were never scared to touch the ground. I can't hold more, my heart is full of loving you. Don't be scared, on down.
Serena Ryder is our guest on the cafe. That is that's a new one, right?
That's a new one, yeah.
And that's Music Soup. I'm glad you told the story before that.
Yeah.
Because it, when you hear the song, it's not all apparent in there, but it's...
Exactly, yeah. It's true.
It's cool how that works out. Well, this new album, If Your Memory Serves You Well, If My Memory Serves Me Well, that's the line from This Wheel's on Fire.
That's right.
Which this album is an album of all Canadian songwriters, which might be cool in one, you know, you think about that and you go, okay, hey man, there'll be some Tom Cochran songs in here and there'll be, you know.
Brian Adams.
Exactly. But what you've actually done is there's songs from almost every decade of the 20th century.
Yeah.
And how did it come about?
Well, this project was very, very serendipitous for me because this is how I kind of started performing music. I started performing when I was 7.
Wow.
At Legions and Motor Hotels and places like that. And I was doing songs, like some of the songs actually on this record. I have been like It Doesn't Matter Anymore, written by Paul Anka, which I didn't know when I was younger. I thought it was Buddy Holly. I was a huge Buddy Holly fan and Linda Ronstadt fan and things like that. So I've been performing a lot of Canadian songs and just, you know, old songs, like 10 times my age or more, since I was really, really young. But that's kind of where I based, or where I got my influence for my own songwriting, you know. And so I'd been thinking about doing a record of just paying tribute, and also about doing a record that I feel like I could learn from personally for my own songwriting, to really, really learn from the greats and put myself in different perspectives and see from different people's shoes and behind, you know, different eyes or veils or whatever you want to call them.
The thing about it, there are people, I make fun of who the songwriters you might choose. There are Canadian songwriters that you would expect. There's a Leonard Cohen song on here. Mm-hmm. There's an old Ian and Sylvia song that Sylvia mm-hmm. Fraser wrote. And then there are ones that I don't even know where they come from. You wanted to do one called My Heart Cries for You. It says you're Percy Faith wrote it. Where is mm-hmm. that song from?
Well, this song is from, I think it's from like the 30s, right? It's a song that was written. It really kind of reminds me of, you know, people going, I don't know exactly what the story is of this song, but for me, it really reminds me of that kind of heartbreak of people going away to war or not really seeing their partner. And there's a lot of that now, you know, especially there's a lot of people that are going away and fighting in these wars that just really kind of tear, you know, your heart apart. And there's this, you know, this sense of longing and sadness that doesn't exist anywhere else but in that, you know, the depths of war. And that's really what touched me about this song, is just the nakedness of the sadness of it, you know. It's beautiful.
Serena Ryder is our guest, and can you do that one, My Heart Cries for You?
Of course, yeah.
I'm lonely as a human could ever be. Together we were happy, apart we sad. This loneliness is driving me mad. For you, my arms
Serena Ryder, My Heart Cries for You, one of the songs from Canadian songwriters from a way unlikely source, Percy Faith's song from the, you say, the, probably the 30s, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, talking about protest songs, there's a song that goes way back to the beginning of the folk boom in the 60s by a guy named Ed McCurdy called Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. And how did you come to that song?
Well, this song I came to when we were actually looking through a bunch of different songs to choose for this record. The song was familiar to me because I think Simon and Garfunkel had covered this song, but I don't think it had been on the radio that much. But this song, it's just, it speaks for itself. Like, it's just the importance of, you know, well, the importance of the unimportance of fighting, you know, of war, of the dream of you know, of us just being living in peace and loving each other and realizing that the only way to do that is to stop fighting, you know. It's absolutely stunning, and the first time I heard it through, you know, through and through, I knew that this had to be on the record for sure.
Last night I had the strangest dream I'd ever dreamed before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room filled with women and men, and the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again.
Last night I had the strangest dream, one of the Canadian songs covered by our guest Serena Ryder on her album If Your Memory Serves You Well. Thanks to Serena for joining us. Wilco heads off for Europe this month in support of Sky Blue Sky and lands back in the States just in time for Bonnaroo. We'll hear one of the new songs next here on the World Cafe.